This weekend is graduation weekend at many area colleges and universities. Many will be saying their final goodbyes to schools where they've spent a lot of time, including one college president.
I feel like in many ways I'm graduating with them, only it took me 11 years to graduate, not just four.
That's Bentley University President Gloria Larson. She retires at the end of next month. WBUR's Bob Oakes sat down with Larson to talk about her time at Bentley, and he started by asking her about her proudest accomplishments.
I'm especially proud of what we've done to consistently reinvent what a 21st century business education should look like. And I don't think it's what people might typically think. Our secret recipe, which is not so secret, is the following. We fuse business and arts and sciences learning. So you get the best of a liberal arts college with the best of a business school. And then the second thing that I'm immensely proud of, and as the first woman president at Bentley University, I'm very proud of our Center for Women in Business. We developed it 6 years ago. And to have now a center on campus that is devoted specifically to taking women from freshman year all the way up through the boardroom feels like something that will always hold meaning for me.
I want to ask about women in the workforce and preparing women for the workforce. How do schools deal with the continuing resistance to cracking the glass ceilings culturally and inside businesses and boardrooms?
One issue from job one, day one for women is subliminal bias in the workplace. We know it exists. We know that it's not just at the upper echelons, that it exists throughout. Companies are now tackling that. We're arming women with more and more confidence-building approaches that they can take so that they learn to ask for promotions, to ask for the best assignments. I have to say, most of the change really has to happen in the workplace itself. So that's why we're working directly with companies. And what I have found over the last decade is that we should have been going to men in the C-suite 20 years ago, because men as allies, they're now changing this. I don't know anyone who isn't focused in a laser-like way. And the reason for this is the business case has been well made. It's not just about the social good, the right thing to do. The business case is made. McKinsey estimates that if we had workplace parity by 2025, we'd have an additional $4 trillion added to our GDP. And that's in the U.S. alone.
Let me talk about the challenges facing small and medium-sized colleges, if I might. Certainly, colleges are faced with enrollment challenges as the cost of college rises and the number of high school seniors shrinks. I saw one report that suggested there's been a 16% decrease in the number of high school seniors in the Northeast in the last 10 years. What do schools need to do in order to deal with that shrinking pool?
Well, I can tell you what we've done over the years to broaden our horizon. We've escalated our efforts to make sure that Bentley is well known in other parts of the country and indeed in other parts of the world. We have about 15% international undergraduates at Bentley. Our country is changing rapidly. And if you aren't addressing the needs of students who are first generation, who come from other cultures and families have immigrated here, if you're not looking at the growing Hispanic population in our country, here's my problem with colleges and universities, is that they've operated in a bubble for way too long. They've not invited the outside world in on a regular basis. So they haven't been paying enough attention to what's going on around them in terms of the student population that will be coming of age over the next decade. And they've also not been paying enough attention, as I've alluded to, with respect to how quickly the marketplace is changing. And that requires a brand new type of education and brand new skill sets.
Let me ask about money. The cost of attending college has been a very big issue in the past and continues to be. The sticker price for attending Bentley is around $66,000, right?
Yeah.
Students are graduating with more and more debt. Is that sustainable?
Overall for higher ed, without guaranteeing that kids are going to get that first right job and be able to pursue their passion, no, it's not sustainable. They've been predicting, pundits have been predicting, that all of this would collapse, almost very parallel to the healthcare sector. It hasn't. The price tag keeps going up more and more. price for more and more students, and they won't be able to survive financially. But we watch all of this incredibly carefully. 29-30% have debt when they leave Bentley. So we know that that's a problem for them. And if they leave here with sort of that average $30,000 in debt, here's what we know. All of our kids get great jobs, average salary, $60,000, $65,000. They have jobs in their career path. And I think that's the responsibility of schools, to make sure that kids who are leaving with debt have their future pathway clearly in front of them.
Do colleges need to do more, though, to try and rein their costs in?
Yeah, and it's hard because this is a country, again, we all expect the Cadillac version. So think about the expense of college and what it's based on. It's a very expensive structure to run. Will the cost structure dramatically be reduced? Not in my immediately sight line. And I say that because remember when MOOCs were going to, the massive online courses were going to, a decade ago, the big discussion was, will that overtake place-based, campus-based education? I haven't seen that. Families still want the kind of education that allows their kids to mature, to work with a diverse population, to have different experiences, the internships, the opportunities that do not come with a pure online education, or it makes it more difficult to.
Gloria Larson, so very good to see you again. Congratulations on your graduation from Bentley.
Thank you so much. It's always good to see you, Bob.